Parliament has approved $80 million for the phase two of the Tamale International Airport expansion project, the commercial agreement being secured from Queiroz Galvao Constructions UK will enable the airport to handle international air operations. The MP for Adaklu, Kwame Agbuja, said studies have shown that Ghana needs an alternative airport to Kotoka International Airport. He said the position of Tamale makes it conducive to attract air traffic. He said the vision is to transform Tamale into an aviation hub.
It may not make economic sense, Dave, but I'm sure be on an aircraft and tell you there's an incident in Kotoka, so we can't land. You're not going to be thinking about, does it make economic sense in Tamale? You are just going to be looking for the safest place to get down. Secondly, we have been told that the airport will support some of the activity of SADC. And indeed, I am aware and I've visited projects around Tamale that are capable of generating the kind of activity we expect in agribusiness. Even individuals are doing great things there. We were told at the committee level that the Ghana Airport Company has acquired quite a sizable amount of land around the airport to do further expansion into other things, including airport village and other things that can generate money to pay for itself. So I think that in the long term, airport business, I'm not expecting them to be able to pay these things in 5 years. It's a long-term business. Thirdly, it's important that anybody who goes to Kotoka when there's Hajj would notice that Kotoka is not probably positioned properly to handle the level of passenger that want to go on Hajj, and rightly so. And fourth, recently we have been told that upon all the money and the infrastructure in Nigeria, we are able to attract investment. We are told that airlines basically just go to Nigeria these days, pick up passengers and come and drop their crew and other things, stay in Ghana, i.e. the hotels and other things.
You heard MP for Adaklu, Kwame Agbuja.